Good evening. The topic for tonight is, what is a high-value man? For those of you who watch KS, you know this term already. A high-value man is a man who all of the women want. He is superior to other men in many ways. Women are hypergamous. They seek the best of the best. But in the end, nothing is ever good enough for them. I have not covered the six sixes yet, but that is an upcoming episode. Some traits that women seek in a high-value man are social status, looks, wealth, physical strength, loyal, companionate, sense of humor, confidence, intelligence, drive and purpose, independence, kindness, chemistry, vulnerability, stability, equality, awareness, emotional presence, curiosity, protectiveness. I think you get the point. No man can be perfect in his every single way. But that will not stop women from seeking it. Many women have dated lots of men, many of the men had some of these traits, but they dump the man, thinking they can do better. They look back on their past partners and each one had unique traits. She wants to find a man that has every single trait. You and I know that is impossible. You cannot reason with women. The best example that I can think of is Henry Cavill. I see him plastered all over social media. He is a famous actor who has starred in many movies. His most recent films he is known for is for playing Superman and The Witcher. When I go on Facebook, I see thousands and thousands of women ewing and awing over him. He has status, money, looks, strength, and other traits. I read the comments these women make. They are so delusional, all of them think they deserve a man like him. I have been tempted to call each and every one of them a garden tool, but I have better things to do. I'm sure I would be banned, but you got to admit, it would be funny to do. Studies have been done and women find 80% of men unattractive. Most women are chasing the best of the best. They all want a high-value man. That leaves 80% of men to the bottom feeders. These women are not appealing at all. Men run from these tundra beasts. For this reason, we are seeing an explosion of bachelors. All of these women chasing high-value men are also failing miserably, because the top 20% of men are having so much fun, they are not committing to one woman. As you can see, it's a SHIT show. Many men have no energy to participate in this nonsense. You see, when men completely withdraw, it actually attracts women. Women are constantly trying to get attention and validation from men. When you no longer show interest and walk past them, like they are nothing special. They are curious and wonder what makes you so special. Then they start to think that you are able to find women better than them. Single men can easily start to become a high-value man when they focus on themselves. Here is where it gets crazy. Many men try to become a high-value man for the sole purpose of getting women. Others, like myself, could care less about women. You must pick your poison. Many high-value men that become married and later divorced become low-value men. All these mind games, tricks, faking, have caused men like me to walk away. We are done. Good luck, ladies. Hell, a lot of men don't even want to become a high-value man. They don't want to be bothered. They want to live a peaceful, quiet life. I have mentioned before, my dream is to someday live in the woods, on many acres. I don't want a nagging woman around that could ruin everything. Some high-value men will purposely try to hide it. They don't want women to know they are rich, they will wear old clothes, drive old vehicles, etc. They will find ways to make them look more like an average person. A good example, Christian Bale, in Batman Begins. He travels the world, like a commoner, he is starving for food. You would never know he was a billionaire. Some women place certain traits higher up in importance. There are around 46 terms that describe sexual attraction, behavior, and orientation. Or maybe it's up to 70 now. I personally don't care about any of these, nor do I wish to keep up with them. I will give you one example. A sapiosexual is someone who experiences attraction based on intelligence, rather than sex or gender. I feel like I am going to start beating a dead horse. I hope you understand what a high-value man is now. But I do have one important closing comment. You may not be considered a high-value man by society, but it doesn't matter. You are high value no matter what. Do not pay attention to others, do not let them define who you are. If you are content with who you are and what you do, that's all that matters. You are a high-value man in your own realm. Like I said, many high-value men actually fall down the ladder through divorce, so you are better off as you are now. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
Better of the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon, loving's for the fools, baby beware of my mind. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a